Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, I believe you had a wonderful night and slept very well. Thank God for giving us another day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We have to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. But also, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink only, but the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, isn't it? So, every day must be full of joy for you. Always be full of joy every single day. Never have a sad countenance. It's not from God. Be happy. Be excited. Nobody is responsible for making you happy. You are responsible for making yourself happy. Happiness is derived from the joy of the Spirit that we have. Hallelujah. So we are still talking about the prayers of a king. The prayers of a king. And yesterday I spoke to you about the fact that kings don't beg in their prayer and don't try in their prayer. When you're praying as a king, especially concerning yourself and how you have dominion and taking what belongs to you, you don't beg. It says we should make all every single thing that we do in the name of the Lord Jesus. So you have something. There's something within. God has given you all that pertains to life and godliness. You know, this particular fact is further, you know, mentioned in the Bible. I want us to look at some few things. In Hebrews chapter 13, I'm reading from verse 14. It says, "For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come." Then verse 15 says, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." It is by him, by Christ. He's talking about Jesus. It is by Jesus therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Then it is giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks to his name. This is an amazing scripture. It says, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to his name." He's talking about using your mouth to give thanks to his name. Now, the word thanks there, giving thanks there, is translated homologio, and it means to say the same thing, to say the same thing in consent to what is being said. Hallelujah. That Greek word is what is used in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, where it says that, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." The same word is used there, confession. You see, so you can read the scripture here. As "by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, making confessions to his name." You can say it like that, making confessions to his name. And the word confession there is saying the same thing in consent to what God has said. So when you are praying as a king, he says we should give thanks to his name, we should make confessions to his name. What does that mean? Yes, I was telling you about it. You know, saying what God has said concerning you, and what God has given to you in the name of Jesus. That's what it means. That's what he's trying to say here. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, making confessions to his name. Hallelujah. So when you say that the life of God is working in me in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are affirming what God has. This is how to pray as a king. I reign and rule in righteousness. You know, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm reigning with Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus. My life is for the glory of God. When you say these things in the name of Jesus, you're actually making confessions to his name. You're confirming and saying the same thing as he sees concerning you. Now, this fact is also seen in Hebrews chapter 13, when we look at verse 5, something very remarkable there. It says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." He lets you know how to pray. He says, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is what God has said. Then he says, God has said that so that you and I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So because he says you'll never leave me nor forsake me, he's my helper. You say the same thing. You say what God is saying. You see, he lets us know how to pray. So he says, make confessions to his name. How do you make confessions to his name? By saying to yourself, I'm a king. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in the name of the Lord Jesus. My life is for the glory of God. I'm going somewhere. I'm a success in the name of the Lord Jesus. My path is the path of the just, and it shines brighter and brighter in the name of the Lord Jesus, unto the perfect day. You say that to yourself. You are making confessions to his name. You see, you are making confessions to his name. And that's what God has called us to do as kings. That's how we pray as kings. So we declare our divine health. I walk in divine health in the name of the Lord Jesus. I refuse to let my body be subjected to sickness, to subjected to poverty. I'm rich in the name of the Lord Jesus. As you make confessions like that, you are making confessions to his name. That's what you are doing. In the name of Jesus, my life is for the up only. Hallelujah. I arise and I shine, for the glory of God is risen upon me. I move from one level of glory to the other in the name of the Lord Jesus. I overcome all things. The life of God is working in me, and I overcome all things. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Pray like this. And as you pray like this, you'll be surprised that the anointing of God's spirit that is inside you that will rise. you are going to be stirred some more, and you'll be surprised at what God will use you to do. You say to yourself, Christ is in me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is in me. I'm full of love. The love of God is in my spirit. Money is not a problem for me. I'm rich. Money comes to me. Money lines up. Men line up from all over the world to bless me in euros, in pounds, in dollars, in CDs, in naira, in rand, in every single currency of the world. Say that to yourself and you'll be surprised at what will be coming. You don't try and say, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been trying to work and nothing is happening. No, I have that job in the name of the Lord Jesus. I have that baby in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's what you say to yourself. And watch those things happen in your life. It's called the prayer of faith, really. It's called the prayer of faith. And that's what God has called us to do as kings. This is the prayer of a king. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll say again to you then. Keep praying as a king because you are. Treat yourself as royalty because you are. God bless you. Bye-bye.